From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and like many of you, I owe a huge debt to Julia Child. Child died this morning, 2 days shy of her 92nd birthday.
Welcome to the French Chef. I'm Julia Child.
When I was little, I'd see her on television, a powerhouse of a woman, 6'2", with that musical trill of a voice.
Today we are going to do breast of chicken in the French manner, which means it's a peel, it's a skinless, boneless, luscious, delicate morsel of white meat, which cooks in about 6 to 8 minutes and makes a perfectly elegant, quick meal. And with it, we're going to serve risotto.
There she'd be, prodding a lump of bread dough, sipping at a sauce, getting those strong hands good and greasy.
Now, you can tell when they're ready by poking them with your finger. And if it's resilient, they're done. If it's still squashy, like the raw breast, it isn't done. And if it's hard, it's overdone, which is too bad.
By visual example, Julia Child was teaching that there's an immediacy to food. It should be touched, manipulated, sampled, maybe even dropped on the floor before it's devoured.
Now, risotto is, of course, of Italian origin in name.
She believed food and technique should be demystified, and if close-up color photographs, or a TV show, or a series of videos would do that, she was all for it.
It's perfectly plain, ordinary, raw, white rice. I think a lot of people are afraid to cook rice because it gets sort of gummy, and that's mainly that nobody's told them some of the basic principles of how to cook it.
Julia McWilliams was born in Pasadena, went to Smith College. She wanted to be a spy, but ended up a file clerk with the Office of Strategic Services, the precursor to the CIA, during World War II. In what was then Ceylon in 1943, she met her future husband, Paul Child. He was a cook, not her. In 1948, they moved to France. Julia Child recalled her first meal there on NPR's Fresh Air in 1989.
It was just delicious. Of course, we had wine, which I had not known much about, and oysters on the half shell, and then a beautiful dish of sole and white wine sauce with mushrooms, and I just couldn't get over. I hadn't ever had that kind of food.
It was tantalizing enough to prompt her to take cooking classes at the Cordon Bleu. In Paris, she met Simone Beck and Louisette Berthold. They started a cooking school in Paris, and together they'd spend 9 years writing their Bible of cuisine, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, which came out in 1961. In the foreword, they encourage their readers, anyone can cook in the French manner anywhere with the right instruction. But they warn you can't get away with skipping steps or skimping on ingredients. They write, too much trouble, too expensive, or who will know the difference? Are death knells for good food.
So that's all for today on The French Chef. This is Julia Child. Bon appétit.
Her program, The French Chef, ran for a decade. There were many other cooking shows to come, among them Julia and Jacques Cooking at Home. Her co-host was Chef Jacques Pépin.
Some people have said that in the show that we did, she was more French than I was. And to a certain extent, it may be true. She got very enamored of French cooking and the proper way of doing things and technique. And she never really deviated from there. And this is the beauty of what she does, because she had a mind. She's very sure of herself. And she didn't get swayed away by new fashion and fad and, red peppercorn or whatever. I mean, she knows exactly where she stands. And still, until the end of her life, she would stand for what she believed is the best. And French cooking was very important to her.
And she did not shy away. She would stand by, I bet, butter and cream.
Oh, yes. She was never afraid of butter and cream, certainly. And remember people asking her, what is your secret of long life? She said, martini and thick, heavy, juicy steak, you know. So at the time when people were not eating steak, she was all for it. And at the time, I remember when everyone was grilling vegetable, it was very fashionable, Julia saying, I hate grilled vegetables. They are burned and they are raw.
Burned and raw.
Yeah.
I wonder if there were things that you learned from cooking side by side in the kitchen with Julia Child.
Well, sure, you know, I learned how to be less intransigent or maybe Cartesian than I am with a Frenchman. Julia had an open mind, but the beauty of what we did, we cook without recipe. When we did the series that we had no recipe for the first time. Actually, the series was pushed back a year so they could finish the book, and the book had to be extrapolated from what we were doing on television. And akin to what you would do with your spouse or with a friend, we were together in the kitchen. We had an idea that we would do a stew or something else, but we didn't have exact recipe. So it made it for a give and take, you know, put a little bit of that or more of this. We share a bottle of wine, and we had a great time in the kitchen.
Were there things that you would do differently?
Not really. I mean, there is always a way of improving recipes, certainly. I remember one time I did a roast of veal with endive, and I decided to put the endive around, and I said, they're going to braise in the juice, it'd be good. And she told me, it's not going to work. I said, of course it's going to work. And we did it around, and she said, it's bitter. And she was right, you know, so I would have to redo it. I would cook my endive separately now.
Uh-huh. Did you see her, either her way of cooking or the kinds of things that she would cook, changing over the years, maybe as people's diet changed, as taste changed?
Well, actually, not much, you know, in Julia. She didn't change much, but she always cooked in a very common sense way, you know. She never did portion of beef, which was like 15, 20 ounces. You know, portion smaller, maybe in the French style, and variety of menu following the season. And a small change here and there, but not much, really.
And looking ahead, do you think 20, 30, 40 years from now that people will still be relying on Julia Child and on her books?
Well, if I can see what happened when we were together, and again, not long ago, with people bringing Mastering the Art of French Cooking, which is a book 40 years old, and they have it like a heirloom, you know, or a family treasure, and they bring it, they still use it. And to a certain extent, you know, you get attached to a book. I see my wife attached to a book that I did like close to 40 years ago, too. And I say, why don't you try something else? But no, it's like a security blanket. And people love those books. And I'm sure that in a generation or so, people will still use their book.
Had you been in touch with Julia Child recently?
The last time I spoke with her was about 3 weeks ago. And the last time I saw her was about this spring. I went to see her in California and spent a couple of days with her. And last year, actually, we did something at the Santa Barbara Museum, a conversation with Julie and Jacques, and she was full of spirit and happy, and we had a great time together.
Chef Jacques Pépin. For most of her life, Julia Child lived near Harvard Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with her husband Paul. He died 10 years ago. Paul Child wrote his wife a sonnet for her 49th birthday in 1961. She read his poem, For All Things Considered, 5 years ago.
This is a funny poem. Oh, Julia, Julia, cook and nifty wench, whose unsurpassed canals and hot souffles, whose English, Norse, and German, and whose French are all beyond my piteous powers to praise, whose sweetly rounded bottom and whose legs, whose gracious face, whose nature temperate are only equaled by her scrambled eggs. I love that. Except for me, your ever-loving mate, this acclamation shaped in 14 lines, whose inner truth belies its outer sight, for never were there foods nor were there wines whose flavor equals yours for sheer delight. Oh, luscious dish, oh, gustatory pleasure, you satisfy my taste buds beyond measure. I think that's a nice poem.
Julia Child died in her sleep early this morning at her home in an assisted living center in Montecito, California. She'd been suffering from kidney failure. She was 91.